Kushaving a lot, tired alumni. I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. I think we will all have to agree that we are living in insane times, in times that values that were imbued by our Eltern, our Zaydas and Babas, have fallen by the wayside here in America and in the ganze Welt. And as the saying goes, it's inevitable that these things shouldn't rub off on us. We live in the Groysa Welt, the Melvoint and Agoyesha Welt, and we are influenced at times from the happenings in the world. So I would like to share with you an insight that we have in this week's Parsha. Parsha is Chayei Surah. But before we talk about the Parsha, I would like to preface it by what I am referring to. In the Goyesha Welt, in the Americana Welt, how does a marriage come about? As the saying goes, they fell in love, love at first sight, and then they decide to get married. What is the chronological order? What happens that causes a couple to want to get married? For the most part, in the Goyesha Welt, it's external. It's her looks, it's her position, it's her personality. You're attracted to it, and then you try to move on and make a marriage, and so on and so forth. But if we look at the statistics of marriages in the Goyesha Welt, and the statistics of the time frame, how long marriages last, it's by far not a happy picture. Statistics are horrendous, and marriages don't last. Favus, because the entire attraction, what's attracting one spouse to the other spouse, is an external zach. The Torah talks about the concept of love. The Torah talks about the concept of husband and wife. And the Torah doesn't tell us stamps ibermasias. The Torah tells it us for a reason. The Torah wants us to know haderech hashiyel chiboy v'amas nashiyasa. At the end of the parsha, the Torah talks about when Eliezer brought Rivka to Yitzchak. Zuknes the Torah vayivyehu hoyelu sura imoy. And then Batikach loy leishu, etc. And then it says, Vayev Yitzchak es Rivka, that he liked her. Vayevehu. What's the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us, Avada gevist is a concept of love. It's not love at first sight. It's not falling in love. That's shtisim. That does not exist. The Torah is telling us, you have to marry a woman, and you have to live with her. And as time goes on, you will appreciate her, and that will, in return, end up being a concept of love. And what is that based on? Kick of Rasha, kick of Targum Inkelis. The Targum in this Pusik and Rasha in this Pusik is talking about Rivka's positive attributes. Irmalis, the Targum says that Zachov Gefid vid the Mama Sura. Rasha says Ner, Brucha Be'isu, etc. Unan Kushra Lo'oil. Whatever it is, Rasha and Targum are talking about Rochni's Dika attributes, midas toivus. Avada gevis, we do a shidduch and we are attracted for the concept. You like a person, you like the way they look, you like the personality, etc. Chazal talk about the concept of pretty people. But that is not the cause and the effect for love and to keep a marriage together. You want to know what cements a marriage, you want to know what keeps a spouse together. When we internalize and we see whatever the malas are that our spouses have, and that is something that's tangible, that you can hold on, you can build on it, and that is what cements a relationship. So the Torah zuknen sochet. The Torah is not just telling us vayehaveu that Yitzchak loved Rivka. The Torah wouldn't stand as I tell it to us. The Torah is telling us to for a message. The Torah is telling us to wissen a yiddische shtib botzach val mazei de masem von einer von zweiten. I want to share with you a story. It was designed as Chayin Levrucha Fleik Saida Fatzayin. And it shows you the respect that a husband had for a wife. And if we could say that they loved them, they liked them, and they did whatever they could to help them and ease the situations that they're in. Man Elte Zayda, a Gefuhren, some Heiligen Shein, Verufs Chis Yugen Alayni. And he was once there for Shvius. And the zweite Nacht Yontif hat man ausgeriefen that Shinyi Veruf is going to come at the Tisha 11 o'clock. Lamasa Shinyi Veruf came in 1 o'clock. Chassidim were talking already. Psh, the weiss was the Rebbe was doing. Zweite Nacht Yontif Shvius. Größe Sachen. Masa Merkuva. Shinyi Veruf, besides being Ish Kudish, was a very glatte mensch. I don't want to use the word straight shooter, but he was very glatte and he did not leave anything open to the imagination that it wasn't a glatte Sach. He comes in and before he makes Kiddush, the Rabbi say, ich weiß, der Oilem windet sich, wie ich bin gewesen. I want you to know, the Rebbetzin worked very, very hard preparing Yontif. Hundreds of Hasidim came and she cooked and she baked and she took care that they should have where to stay. And she was exhausted. She collapsed and fell asleep. I did not let anyone wake her up for Kiddush. I said, whenever she wakes up, I'll make a Kiddush. And Shuldik, my maid, everybody wait. Aber wo soll ich tun? The Rebbetzin is gewesen mit. Tzedikim, Sarfa Mala, also had whatever that concept is, of ahava to a spouse, but they took it from the Torah Gdoisha. Vayehuveu, you know why? Hamasim Toivim. That is Vizasibotza Chashtiv, and that is what we have to be able to internalize, and we have to be able to see in our spouses. The Eibishter Zalens geben, zum hum lange Juden, ave, wach, ve, shul, ne, vereis, aget Shabbos, aget Chodesh.